Now my second pick has to be Poland, because obviously with my background, I had the chance to spend a month in Poland, as I mentioned, with my grandma, of Krakowie, w Rynku, in Krakow. And there's something about Krakow that just, it made me feel complete. Seeing the architecture, going to different museums, trying different restaurants, seeing the beauty of Poland just filled my heart with an immense amount of joy. So Poland would be my second pick, Krakow. I haven't been to Warsaw, but that's something that I hope to do in a few years. And then my third pick would have to be in the States, Boston, because the city itself has a charm. And I'm one to love architecture and history and old buildings. And it's one of those places where, depending on where you're staying, I stayed in Cambridge while in Boston, while studying at Harvard. And it is just one of those places where you feel engaged with the students and the people around you. And the charm of the buildings and the charm of the different accents was just something that I'll never forget. So Boston is my third pick. And now in terms of places that I want to travel that I've never seen, Ireland is certainly on my list. So for those who are perhaps interested in traveling to different parts of the world, and for those who are considering going to Ireland, can you tell us a bit about what are a few of the places that you would suggest for someone such as myself who's never been to Ireland but is considering perhaps going one day? Where should I go?
Well, there's a lot to see.
I know.
let me suggest that you might start your journey in Dublin, a city that was founded in 835 AD by the Norse. Same year that York was founded in England and Novgorod in Russia, all three in the same year. And Dublin has many similarities with Toronto. It's a financial hub. It is a trading hub. It's a center for technology and pharmaceutical research, healthcare and education. It's a city of poets. Four Nobel laureates in literature in the 20th century, which I think is a record for any city in the world. The spoken word is much enjoyed. And why say something in one or two words when 100 would do just as well? It's certainly a motto. So we love conversation, and that's thirsty work. So we also like to involve ourselves in conversation, in all kinds of different restaurants and bars and pubs in Dublin. So it's a society of talkers, very much like the ancient Greeks. And we love discourse, we love debate, especially politics, and, religion less so, but certainly current affairs. Sports are huge. If you're traveling around Ireland in a car, you can listen to talk radio all day, and it'll be mostly about sports. And when certainly if Ireland are in any kind of international sporting arena, the country comes to a grinding halt while everyone either goes to the event or is following it on radio. So I would say if you're going to visit Ireland, one of the very first things to see outside of Dublin I would recommend would be a visit to the Neolithic passage tomb of Newgrange in the Bend of the Boyne, which is about 60 miles north of Dublin. And Newgrange was built by the very early Irish farming settlers to Ireland in about 3000, between 2500 and 3000 BC. And it is orientated so that the sunrise on the morning of the 21st of December, the winter equinox, the winter solstice, the light penetrates the cruciform chamber in the middle of the mound, signifying the birth of, shall we say, it's the sun god fertilizing Mother Earth, and new life being formed as the following day the days start to get longer. So early farmers and settlers on the island of Ireland between 4,500 and 5,000 years ago were very cognizant of the movement of the stars, the planets, and the moon, and the influence they had on when to plant crops and when to harvest. And they were very connected with nature. So I think that's a very, very worthwhile place to visit. It's not far from early monastic settlements. Monaster Boyce has a superb example of early Irish high crosses. There's also the Abbey of Mellifont, which was the first Cistercian abbey in Ireland. From there, one could tour all around the country. There's a wonderful new trail that runs along the Atlantic coast now from Northern Ireland down to the southern tip called the Wild Atlantic Way. Terrific for hikers or cyclists or motorists, and features some of the best scenery on the west coast of Ireland. Coming back up through the south of Ireland to Cork, there's some terrific restaurants, great country house hotels. For golfers, there's a golf course nearly, you know, around every corner. Ireland has four of Europe's six best salmon and trout fishing rivers.
Oh, I have to go. I love seafood and salmon. Yeah. So those are certainly good options, and there's a lot to see in Ireland. So thank you for sharing that with us. I want to thank you immensely for sharing some of the work that you've been involved in at the NATO Association of Canada, at Ireland Park Foundation, and at Kearns Insurance Corporation. Would you like to leave any final words for our listeners today?
Well, I think we live in very interesting times, and we are going to see a change in the leadership of the United States for the first time in 8 years in the next 6 months. We're going to see a huge change in Europe and potentially in the Far East. We have to deal with the threat of terrorism and nationalism and racism. We have to overcome economic challenges. We have to find a better way, I think, than austerity. Yet there's great opportunities. Technology and increasing longevity in our societies makes for a very interesting future. So I do think that it behooves everybody to remain informed about their society and about their country. And I can think of no better organization than the NATO Association of Canada to disseminate these ideas, to stimulate conversation, and educate our political leaders who have a very difficult task ahead. And I think get involved in community because it's very rewarding.
Certainly. And for all of those tuning in, again, go on the NATO Association of Canada's website. We do provide memberships, look into that, and continue to stay informed about the latest ongoing issues that are happening around the world. If anyone has questions, feel free to contact the NATO Association of Canada directly. And for those who are perhaps interested in contacting you, what is the best way to get a hold of you? Are you on social media?
Yeah, Ireland Park Foundation is at www.irelandparkfoundation.com.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Mr. Kearns, thank you so much. It's been
a
pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Magdalena.